I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca Road when along came a semi with a high end.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. Now here's your host, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner.
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, bare man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been everywhere.
Well, welcome, radio listeners. I love March in Colorado and all the snow and moisture that it brings. I pray that this is the last series of snowstorms. We, of course, were walloped on Thursday, and they say more snow is to come. But right now, as I enter the studios, there's a lull in the snowfall, so I want to welcome you if you're out on the roads and listening. This is Jay Garvin's and the Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk. I'm delighted to be with you. Many of you regular radio listeners, from Yvonne to Jane to Charles to now Steve, a brand new radio listener, and so many more out, Bill, and everybody else, welcome to Radio Land or Podcast Land if you're listening to this show from the past.
Right,
but I'm living in the present. I'm right here in the studios with my producer, Matt, and we've got a heck of a lineup and show and conversation with you today. About a dozen times a year, I stray from the traditional talk of home mortgages, real estate, types of income, budgeting, retirement, and so much more to take a hard left. I do so on 4th of July, usually. I do so Christmas. Today, I have a show titled, with the drum roll, Matt, Honduras 4.0. Now, this is all about Mission Lazarus. I call it Honduras 4.0 because this last month I went to Honduras, actually, for the fourth time. I actually looked up my past there in the coffee farm that I visit on the mission, a 1,000-acre mission in the southwest part of the country, just along the Nicaraguan border, Chulateque. They have clay plates hanging on the wall, and I was astounded. They have all missionaries write their name with a marker and dates, and it was 2017 that I first went there, then 2019 for the second time. We took the proverbial break around the Chinese virus time, formerly known as COVID, and I went back then in 2022, and now literally just landed back home the first week of March of 2024. It has changed my life. There's so much rich history down there. I am Hispanic by marriage, and my wife, her mother's family, resides and comes from New Mexico, which used to be part of Mexico, and people ask her where did she immigrate from and when, and she said she will tell you she did not migrate to United States. United States migrated to her in Española and Velarde, New Mexico. But her father, his lineage and history comes from Manzanares, Spain. But there's a lot of rich history, in fact, too much of it, that we've seen on the southern border, coming from Mexico, coming from Colombia, coming from Honduras, coming from El Salvador, coming from Nicaragua, coming from Venezuela, and then that's just the Hispano migration, but it is a beautiful part of the world. I love it so much. I'm going to talk about that today and right now get into a little bit of the history of Honduras. Then I'm going to have an amazing partner come on and speak with me, and then I'm going to finish it up talking about the mission itself. Jason Holmes is coming in with this cold weather. It's probably the perfect time to talk HVAC, so I don't want you to leave it all. I want to share with you something that I just found out, because every single year that I go to the mission, we've been working the last 3 out of 4 of my visits in a high altitude, 4,500 feet above sea level, coffee farm. And it's amazing to know, just like Colombia, which I knew was known for its amazing rich history in coffees, but also Honduras is as well. And it's from all over the country, but primarily the southwest side, and that's the Pacific side. If you don't know geographical picture of Honduras, it's just north of Nicaragua. You have El Salvador and its notorious leader immediately to the north. And then, of course, all of this is below Mexico and above South America. But we fly in and out of the capital, which is Tegucigalpa, and that's kind of in the center of the country. And that's where I will start my story off right after the break. Please, I come to the airwaves as a licensed loan originator. I'd love to earn your business for your next purchase or refinance transaction. Just call me now during the break for your next consolidated debt loan. Get rid of that debt that you've been building up. That's 719-330-1457. Back after these important messages.
I've been everywhere. I've been to Pittsburgh, Parkersburg, Gravelburg, Colorado, Ellensburg, Rexburg, Vicksburg, El Dorado, Larimore, Atmore, Havistall, Chattanooga, Chaska, Nebraska, Alaska, Opelika, Baraboo, Waterloo, Kalamazoo, Kansas City, Sioux City, Cedar City, Dodge City, what a pity.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin's.
This segment brought to you by locally owned Rocky Mountain Climate, a family-owned business.
Hey, where's the beef?
Blood thicker than the mud, it's a family affair.
Well, thanks for sticking with me. I am Jay Garvin's, your host, and what a fortunate day for you as you're traveling around listening, hopefully with snow melted off the roads, to an original conversation today called Honduras 4.0. I like to set aside some time for subjects that aren't deep into mortgage. I will talk about some of the tremendous housing and opportunity in Honduras, but I'm going to jump right into this, folks. Of course, Honduras is located in Central America, not South America or North America, you know, right along in the vicinity of Panama and where the canal goes. But Honduras to the east goes all the way to the shores of the Caribbean, which is really pretty interesting because there's the Bay Islands on the Caribbean side, which is right below Belize, and it's notorious diving and snorkeling, coral and fish, some of the best in the entire Caribbean, and that says a lot because I've been to St. John's and Peter Island and all throughout the rest of the Caribbean. But this is as far west as you can go in the Caribbean, but Honduras also goes all the way over to the Pacific side by Tiger Island and Chulateca, where we do the missions. But just like many other parts of North America and Central America, Honduras was under Spanish rule until like 1821. And believe it or not, they were part of the first Mexican Empire, which included many parts of America now in the South, Arizona, New Mexico, and so forth, parts and all of Mexico itself, but a tremendous part of Central America, and that was till like 1823. But in 1838, which is a long time, is when it became an independent republic with regular elections. And I feel so incredibly blessed with the United States because we complain about our politics, but Honduras has been riddled with corrupt administrations and politicians for hundreds of years. And in fact, the previous president, Juan Orlando Hernandez, I actually found this out from Henry, the host and the guide for all of us who went there in the missions. And I went there in the missions, which I'll talk about in a bit, with a very small group, only 13 of us this time, with Churchill Mortgage. So when you call me at 719-330-1457 and do a mortgage, complete your mortgage, either purchase or refinance with me personally and the Garvin's group of Churchill right here in Colorado Springs, as you hear Dave Ramsey say all the time. We partner with him as heard on his radio show, but you get bigger return than that because every single year, this last year, Churchill, us, the employees, which own the corporation, raised $85,000 and took all of that money to do projects down in Honduras. And the people need help more than ever because they're recovering from administrations like Juan Orlando Hernandez, who literally was indicted and now imprisoned right in a Manhattan federal court. And their previous administration, the president and support staff, are in jail for trafficking cocaine. And there's no excuse for corruption, as I see. There's fingers of it here in the United States that I'm not going to get into because this is a radio show about mortgage, real estate, business, economies, budgeting, and so forth. But it's incredible because just to put into perspective, I watched a movie this last week called Green Book, and it's about a gentleman from Manhattan or the Bronx that tours this black musician around, and they're excited to make $120 a week back then in the 60s. And if you look at that, that's only, you know, $25 or more a day. Well, down in Honduras, not in 1960, but in 2024, an adult male that's trained in a trade like flat work, concrete, brickwork, mason, they make $6 to $8 a day. Outside of Mission Lazarus, if you're a woman picking coffee in the coffee plantations up in the high mountains at altitude, you make $2 to $4 a day. It's pretty amazing because Mission Lazarus pays their women and men the same, and they make $6 a day, which is the premium for any coffee manufacturer, harvester, and producer. But continuing on a little bit more with the history, Honduras now, just like the United States, interestingly enough, has two kind of major parties, your conservatives and your liberals. The National Party and the Liberty Party is conservative and liberal, respectively. And their new president, which is Xiomara Castro, is from the Liberty Foundation Party, which for the first time in the history of the country, since its constitution was formed in 1981, she was kind of a third party that came in and boosted it. She came in, beat the other two parties for the first time, but it's incredible how much the people rely on the government and how blessed are we. I don't know why, other than corruption, more people don't have capitalism because socialism fails wherever it's been attempted, and it's run its way all the way through Central and South America, and it's just horrific for the people because they're very, very beautiful people. But snap forward to today, this Mission Lazarus is founded by a gentleman, Jared Brown, out of Nashville, and he bought his first 1,000 acres in Honduras to help the needy people, especially those individuals that are, quote-unquote, referred to be on the other side of the mountain. There's so many limited resources. So many resources are limited in Honduras that if you're on the backside of this jungle mountain range where we go in southwest Honduras, just south and east of Chulateca at sea level, if you go up over the mountain range, yeah, there's a river at the bottom that has your constituted border between Nicaragua and Honduras. But the people on the side of that mountain and the valley have lived there for generations. And it takes us an hour and a half just to get there to construct one more latrine, which is one of the primary foundational activities that we've done there all 4 years that I've been there. And it's miraculous because these people have lived for 70 years just relieving themselves in the jungles or the woods. And you can imagine children, pregnant women, disabled individuals, what in God's name do they do? Seeing what a latrine does changes their life. It's interesting because this is all through service and in the name of Jesus Christ. But last year alone, we helped with a half a dozen, but over 180 bathrooms or latrines were constructed just last year alone. And it makes a huge difference where from the network of churches, the pastors get to the mission, Lazarus, say there's a need for 4 bathrooms to be made. The families have to dig the actual 10 to 15 foot holes and line them with bricks. Then we come out with these concrete 4 foot by 4 foot platforms and then build a corrugated tin latrine around it with an actual porcelain toilet with a ventilation system and all of this, but it changes their lives. And the same way that they have a school, a university that buses in individuals, again, primarily from the mountains, the jungles, the other side of the hill of Honduras facing Nicaragua. And these are kids that walk an hour to 3 hours in the morning just to get to a bus stop. And they have, and we've built a school and support over 125 children in that school setting. There's also, this is the most incredible thing, and when I finish up the show, I'll talk more details on this. There's an entire orphanage that almost looks like safari houses. They're plush green plains that they've cleared out in the mountains. And there's 8 separate buildings that are able to house 10 kids apiece. And they've got 26 kids now in these orphanage houses. They take care of everything from A to Z. These kids have come at 2 months old or 2 years old, and they're not filled only because of funding. So it's near and dear to my heart. I'm going to come back, have a special friend join me this next segment, but then I'm going to finish up with some of the things that we accomplished and how you can get involved with Mission Lazarus as I talk about Honduras 4.0. Call me at 719-330-1457. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got you.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk. Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m. Here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m. and 92.5 FM. We're back now. Here's Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Arrow Moving and Storage.
All the way home I'll be warm, and the fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you'd love me so, let it snow, and snow.
Hey, my friends, welcome back. Jay Garvin's here. And I was joking at the beginning about the snow because we've literally, in the southwest part of town, got over 40 inches so far. A lot of people got more than 12 or 14 inches. We got another 9 inches down here in the Broadmoor. But for all of you, I am going to break from my Honduras 4.0 Mission Lazarus. I had to call in my buddy Jason because his phone is blowing up because everybody's like, I need a furnace. I need a repair. Well, folks, you got to get in line because now these HVAC and heating and cooling guys are packed. But I am the best in town in the radio studio, my friend. You've been commuting up from Pueblo West, and Highway 115 and the freeway were a little delayed there for a while earlier this week on Thursday, huh?
It sure was, yeah. They had a coming up from 115 on Thursday morning. There was a semi-truck that was spun out and all that.
Yeah,
wild,
and that's a crazy
Turkey Creek, yeah,
road anyways. But I do want to give a shout-out. I'm just thinking of this now that you're in the studio. A friend of mine, which y'all are going to get to know better, I got the newest partner that's going to join the radio show is Nathan Rose, who owns all of the Jersey Mike's in town. And he said he always knows when there's a storm. He texted me Wednesday night and said, hey, the supervisor for the utilities and all the plows just came in again and got 30 subs for his crews.
I was thinking maybe you said Jason and all the guys at Rocky Mountain Climate Heating and Cooling were coming in grabbing subs.
Dude, I'm telling you, there's at least going to be 2 or 3 times this summer that I come over with sandwiches for your whole crew because for the first 6 months, like you know, barter. Dude, I'm doing Jersey Mike subs on barter, and these are the best subs in town, so your crews are going to eat good. But, I mean, without the names, read your text. Your phone is just blowing up.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Man, probably on record, one of the worst snows ever.
Yeah,
that's
it is.
Seen a long
and they
time.
Called it. I can't believe they called it that. This Wednesday night, they texted and said Cheyenne Mountain is closing their school. Monument, Marlo's boss, who's an accountant, says, I'm not coming into the Marriott tomorrow. And sure enough, we woke up at 8 o'clock in the morning.
There it is.
And it was 8 inches and still snowing.
Yep.
How much did you get down? You didn't get much at all down in Pueblo West. It was just rain.
You know, I wake up at about 5 o'clock in the morning, looked out my back patio and stuff, and it was just starting to come down.
Yeah, just a
and
little bit.
Of course, called the team up there at Rocky Mountain Climate in the morning and seen how the weather was, and they're like, oh, man, we got hammered. We got 8 to 10 inches and sent all these pictures coming in. But just like you're saying with that one right now is, man, now's the time to call us right now because we've got a lot of customers, and God bless their souls.
Yeah.
You know, I understand trying to penny pinch and save a dollar or whatever, but we got so many customers calling us right now with old units that need to be replaced, and I've told them time and time again.
40-year-old units.
Yeah, 40-year-old units. Yeah, and, you know, like on Thursday, it was horrible.
Yeah, horrible, and
we
it
can't
got
make
cold
it to
fast.
You.
Yeah,
you
can.
We're on overtime calls. You know, we're trying to do our best, but, you know, if you know you got an old unit, now's the time to think about replacing it.
Yeah, and every single unit, which is 3 going on 4 with you, every single unit that I've got with you when Bob was still there was my first one, has been preventive, folks. And if you have a unit that is 20 or 25 years old, especially with a train, which Jason has, these are good, reliable units that are going to last a couple decades, and you have to just be proactive because just like we heard in the Wall Street Journal this week, as much as we would love to, inflation isn't slowing down, my friend. These guys keep printing money. I mean, just think about getting these units from the manufacturing facilities in La Crosse and all the other areas. It's just the price of fuel turns into the price of materials, turns in the price of transportation, and it doesn't end.
That's the way I think about it, is inflation rises.
Yes.
It might come down, but I'm not saying us at Rocky Mountain Climate Heating and Cooling, nor Jay Garvin's, or KRDO, or whoever, is once inflation rises, I think it's 17.6% right now.
Yeah.
But so once it raises, businesses aren't going to go backwards and cut their prices like gas does.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, it doesn't even matter if inflation stalls, which I believe if we get a new administration, we'll actually get a flattening and then even a deflation. But that doesn't help the units that are sitting in the warehouse that have already been manufactured.
Right.
It's like automobiles. Right. You're going to have to wait another year and a half, even with serious deflation, before you see a flattening of price. So, and that's what I did with you all the way through 2018, 19, 20, 21. I was replacing all these units proactively because money saved is money earned.
Right.
And buy a unit now because it's going to be $500 more next year.
I sold a unit, just a unit that I had overstocked in my office.
Uh-huh.
I sold a unit to one of my good friends, and he was looking for one because his unit's getting old in his house. And I said, man, they're not getting cheap.
No.
They're not going to.
No.
And it's not my fault, you know.
It's we're preaching to the choir
right
here. It's the same thing with...
He went ahead and paid me the money for the unit. He's got it stocked away in his garage for a rainy day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, that's a pretty smart idea.
Yeah.
It really is.
I got one in my house. I'm a train dealer.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Dude, that's fantastic.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And think of that, folks. If the individuals in the industry are proactively replacing them, or like Jason said, even buying the units and putting them aside until they're needed, it's so important that you do it because on a Sunday evening or a storm day like this last Thursday, it's space heaters or blankets.
Yeah,
because you're booked out. A lot of people are booked out. So what's the latest thing with train right now? Like, talk to me a little bit about, because this is interesting to me, is the different, what do they call, BTUs? How do you determine what are the different sizes of residential heating train furnaces? Like 2,000 BTUs, 4,000? How does that go?
BTU stands for British Thermal Units.
Okay.
So this is interesting, probably what they call it.
British
Useless knowledge.
Useless knowledge.
maybe it isn't.
It's the same thing like FICO score. Everybody's, you know, the Fair Isaac and Company is your credit score, and it's like useless knowledge. What's the smallest unit that you guys have with train as far as BTU?
40,000.
40,000.
Yes.
And your largest residential unit is?
120,000.
120,000?
Uh-huh.
Holy cow, what house do you put that in?
Yours or mine?
Really? Like a 4,000 square foot house?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I've already, and I've got, it's amazing because I've got one in the attic and then one in the basement.
Yep.
And a good friend of mine, Chad and Leslie, just bought a house from Aspen View. It used to be called Aspen Homes up there on Monument Hill. And they have two units, one on the second floor and one in the basement for these big 5,000 square foot million dollar houses.
So all of your listeners out there in radio land?
Yeah.
Quick math.
So BTUs, how many BTUs
so you
per
take
square
your,
foot?
You take your square footage and times it by 40.
You take your square footage and times it by 40.
That'll give you a roundabout number of your BTUs.
So if I have a 4,000 square foot house, then that's going to be 160,000 BTUs.
Right.
Yeah. So you take 4,000 square foot house.
Or 200
times
square
40
foot house.
Equals 160. And that's why I have two units. The big one in the basement.
Exactly.
And then a small one. I got a little tiny 40,000 up there, I know, because it's only three rooms. And it's one of your attic ones. So that's good knowledge to know. So if you've got a 1,000 square foot house, then that means that you're going to need at least a 40,000, the little one.
Yep. That's all.
And that's pretty amazing because that unit works very, very good upstairs because there's only about 800 square feet upstairs.
Right.
So that 40,000.
I've been
BTU,
up there. It's chilly in the summer. It's chilly.
It's chilly. And it is. I mean, we keep it, that compressor, that's what it's called outside, the air conditioning compressor.
Condensing unit.
Oh, condensing unit. Keeps that upstairs at like 67.
Yeah.
And that's the second floor. And that,
people in Colorado Springs would love your third story.
Yeah,
they would love
it.
They would
love it. And then also the deck. But anyways, so then what's the biggest seller? Because you do a lot of small houses?
A lot of small houses, property management, and commercial. Yeah.
So what percent of your residential furnaces that you pop out the door are the little 40,000 BTU ones?
Not very many. Not very many. Yeah, maybe five and below percent.
Wow.
And then we got
95%
of residential is 60 to 100,000 BTUs.
60 to 100,000 BTUs.
Yep. And then 2.5 to 4 ton.
So how many units, like if 40 is your smallest 1,000 and 160,000 is your biggest, how many total systems do you have in that range? Six systems? Like you have a 40,000, then what's your next? A 60,000, 80,000, 100,000, 120,000, 140,000?
Even numbers.
Okay.
Even numbers.
Well, good, my
40,
friend.
40, 60, 80, 100, 120.
I can't believe we've just talked like 15 minutes already.
What?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, we have.
No way.
So what do you want to say in the last 2 minutes?
Call me.
Okay. Give them Frankie and Ashley's number.
Yeah.
Give the number,
call
my
me.
Friend.
You can call Rocky Mountain Climate Heat and Cooling at 719-629-8686.
And this is essential. I've been on the air here over 12 years, and the first 11 years, there has not been any major issue with contractors. And it's been in the last year that so many of you are calling, you know, there's a shortage of contractors. I don't think they're charging me correctly. It's so important for you to take Jason's number. Say it again, Jason.
719-629-8686.
So, Jason, you mentioned a good thing during the break that, yes, it's the best time to buy a new unit, but talk to us about individuals that you'd be able to help by going there and fixing a unit.
Right, yeah. So if you think you need a new unit, give us a call at Rocky Mountain Climate Heating and Cooling at 719-629-8686, and we'll come out and do an honest evaluation.
Family-owned company.
Yes.
Frankie or Ashley will take care of you. Salt of the earth, locally owned, locally operated, with Train, American-made products. You cannot beat it. And I am so glad, because of the snow, I wanted to make sure that you came in and tell people this is your last chance, my friends, because he's going to get busy coming in spring and early summer, switching to HVAC and outdoor units like air conditioners. So call him now. Call me at 719-330-1457, and I will get you guys joined up. Thanks for coming up from the Pueblo West homestead, my friend.
That's right. Hey, you're... Listeners, too, again, I can't express enough that now is the time to buy. If you got an old unit, now is the time to buy.
They're only going to get more.
It's not a sales
expensive
approach. We just talked about it. We talked about it a lot in the past. Inflation, it's not going down.
It's not going down, folks. So I'll see you the next segment. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
We want to pump you up. But the river is wide, it's too hard to grow.
Well, radio listeners, this is the last 9 minutes, and wonderful thing that Jason Holmes decided to come in with the snow this last week. Phones have been ringing off the hook. Please, please give him a call. Inflation and the cost of equipment is not getting less, and it's time for you to just upgrade your system before summer gets here. But I'm going to finish off the remainder of the show on Honduras 4.0 Mission Lazarus. I talked to you about some of the things that Churchill Mortgage does, and I come from a perspective on this show as a licensed loan originator. I love passionately going on missions. This is now the fifth mission that I did with team members at Churchill Mortgage. We're in 48 states. Most of them in our home office in Brentwood, but also we did a couple missions stateside during COVID, but specifically about Mission Lazarus in Honduras, my friends, we raised $85,000, and what we did this year is we went and put 8 latrines in place, 2 separate days. They've done over 180 latrines alone, and it costs about $1,000 a latrine for the labor. They're all pre-made kits that are made by the full-time staff members of Mission Lazarus. It's a very interesting mission because we go there primarily to serve the local Honduran missionaries. We do that by helping build their houses, like a community builds a house in a week. And that's amazing because this is a real estate and mortgage radio show. You can buy a great piece of land, a desirable piece of land in Honduras for less than $5,000. You can build a desirable house in stone with brick mason, electrical, a septic tank, electricity for under $30,000. And what we've done and helped them is we've built an entire 60,000 square foot two-level school. They have over 130 students that they bring in and give a great education, a God-centered education with prayer and worship and the fundamental education that we take here in the United States for granted. This school and university is less than 4 years old. They opened it right before COVID, and there's already 15 graduates that have went all the way through. They had a much smaller classroom setting prior, but this is an entire school all the way from kindergarten through the 12th grade. They also, I shared with you, have a wonderful actual Mission Lazarus refuge children's home. It's similar to an orphanage, but it's an entire refuge home because they rescue at-risk children of parents that have fallen to drugs or prostitution or have passed away in violent situations, and they have the room at these beautiful facilities that are already built, 8 separate wood structure houses that kind of look like the houses you might see on safaris, large wood structure, red metal roofs with large wraparound porches in the jungles of Honduras. They have 26 children ranging from 2 months old all the way to 14 in these refuge houses right now. And if you have any interest of knowing how you can become involved, it only costs you $500 a month or $6,000 a year for each child to have food, a supervisor, a teacher, a trade. That's another important thing about Mission Lazarus is not only do they teach the kids school or house them in the refuge, they teach the girls and boys sewing, metalwork, leatherwork, woodwork, welding. All of these are trades that actually go to help their communities in Honduras become more constructive. And my wife and I have become personally involved. You know how I am a houseaholic and I love my properties. I love my wife and the Lord Jesus even more because I was walking the other day and the Holy Spirit spoke to me and I said, hey, honey, if I shared with you one day that the Lord wants us to sell one of our houses and pay for 10 or 20 children to be housed in this Mission Lazarus refuge community they have, what would you say to that? And she said, Jay, I would ask you which house we're meant to sell. So we're committed. I hope that this has touched the hearts of at least one or two of you. Latin America, like I said, through my marriage and through my wife's family is near and dear to my heart. If you have your own cause, I want you to call me at 719-330-1457 and share it with me. I have a dream one day of not only serving long-term in Honduras, but actually building a house in Honduras, living several months a year there, and then allowing Mission Lazarus, because they have an entire medical division. They have an entire dental division where they bring in doctors and nurses on top of having permanently housed clinic staff there. And I'm like, Jared, who started Mission Lazarus, let me build a house. You guys can use it. I'll give the donation to the mission. You can have it 9 months out of the year. And the other 3 months, my wife and I will come down there and serve. Talk about learning Spanish through emerging languages. And it's not only Honduras, but you have Nicaragua that is right down there on the other side of the mountain range. Another beautiful country with beautiful people, but also, like Honduras, riddled, I don't know why, with corruption and politics, but the Lord Jesus can and will change that. So like I say at the end of every show, go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them, because it's what we do in the kingdom in spreading the word and spreading love. As divided as America is right now, it's time to hug and show love to your neighbor, not contentment or resentment or anger or bitterness. And if you've not found your passion, your calling, and your purpose in life, pray to God that He would reveal it to you, because you, the radio listener, are my passion. I would serve you every day, every week, like I have for 12 plus years, because I have an earnest love for you. So call me at 719-330-1457 and let me help you with your next purchase or refinance loan. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
Look down from a broken sky, traced out by the city lights. My world's from a mile high, best seat in the house tonight. Touchdown in the cold black car.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.
Give me your eyes for just 1 second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arms for the brokenhearted, the ones that are far beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your eyes so I can see.